I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah on Monday fired into a disputed border zone held by Israel after multiple Israeli strikes inside Lebanon since a ceasefire took hold last week. The militant group said the volley, its first during the truce, was a warning shot in response to what it called repeated Israeli violations. Israeli leaders threatened to retaliate, further straining the fragile U.S. and French-brokered ceasefire. Israeli strikes in recent days, including a string of hits on Monday, have killed at least 4 people in Lebanon. In the largest escalation in the Syrian war in years, Syrian rebels have taken considerable ground, including most of Syria's second city, Aleppo. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul with Mawia Atrash in Idlib and Aleppo, Syria.
Syrian rebels say they are now fighting in the countryside of Hama after taking villages, towns, and much of Aleppo. Meanwhile, Syrian and Russian airstrikes continue to hit rebel-held territories as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad fortifies the front lines with heavy weaponry and soldiers against forces they call terrorists, according to Syrian state media. The United Nations says the violence has forced thousands to flee their homes and disrupted humanitarian assistance in the region. Hundreds of people have been killed, including dozens of civilians. Rebel soldiers launched the offensive last week as key Syrian government allies, Hezbollah and Russia, had become increasingly embroiled in wars with Israel and Ukraine. The latest flare-up in this 13-year conflict is further complicating matters in the region and raising the potential for a larger confrontation. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Mawia Atrash in Aleppo and Idlib, Syria, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Officials and witnesses say chaos erupted at a soccer game in Guinea after fans protested a referee's call and thousands of panicked spectators tried to flee the stadium, leaving at least 56 people dead in the West African nation. A journalist covering the game for a local sports website told the Associated Press many of the dead were crushed as they tried to escape through the stadium gates. The world's latest sports crowd disaster unfurled Sunday in the second largest city in the military-run nation. U.S. President Joe Biden has reversed a past promise not to pardon his son. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As Hunter Biden faced trial on a gun case in Delaware over the summer,
I said I abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
The younger Biden was also convicted in a California tax charges case. Now, weeks before he was to be sentenced, President Biden has given his son a sweeping pardon, covering not just those cases, but any others over the past 10 years. In a statement, the president says while he believes in the justice system, raw politics has infected the process and led to a miscarriage of justice. President-elect Trump calls the pardon itself a miscarriage of justice. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The South Pacific Ocean nation of Vanuatu on Monday urged the United Nations top court to recognize the harm caused by climate change. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
Climate activists rallied outside the International Court of Justice in The Hague on Monday as a landmark hearing began over climate crisis issues that could influence litigation worldwide. The United Nations top court, commonly known as the World Court, has been asked to give what's called an advisory opinion on the legal obligations of countries to fight climate change and the consequences for states of contributing to global heating. Vanuatu is one of the small island nations that spearheaded efforts for the case.
We find ourselves on the front lines of a crisis we did not create.
Its climate change envoy, Ralph Regenvanu, was the first of more than 100 states and international organizations to offer views during the 2 weeks of proceedings. World Court advisory opinions are not binding, but experts say the court's eventual opinion on climate change will likely be cited in related lawsuits around the world. Saudi Arabia and Germany were among those who argued against the case on Monday. They said state obligations on climate change are already set out in existing UN treaties, such as the Paris Climate Deal.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.